Casting to more screens, efficient weather, fisheye pictures, and more. This is the Android Realm Podcast, episode number 185, Google Eyes. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the episode. Headphones Neil here, your host as always. Rather brief week this week, so I'll jump right into it. Not too much going on. After the short break, it'll be instead of an app review, it'll actually be an app update because of new features in this review are actually kind of cool. So to start it off with some headlines, Chrome Store got the Allcast receiver developed by Koosh. So if you want to basically have your media show up from your Android device to Chrome, that is now supported among sending it to your Xbox, Smart TV, Chromecast, and other Android devices. So the Allcast receiver works similarly to the Android-to-Android sending. So I think as long as your laptop or desktop are on the same Wi-Fi network, it will work nicely. I did test the Allcast receiver on for the Android-to-Android transfer, and that worked nicely for the pictures I tried. So it is pretty cool, so if you want to test it out. The next stage in my testing actually is going to be to do the same thing for from my Android device to my Kindle Fire. I believe on Koosh's Google Plus page, he has an APK available, so it can be sideloaded that way for testing. So that, as soon as I get a chance, I'm going to give that a shot as well. Google made a pretty cool announcement this week saying that they're going to be releasing 100 prototype self-driving cars in California over the next couple of years to test them out. Basically, it looks kind of like a smart car, but a little bit longer, so it's kind of like a mix between a Beetle and a smart car, but it is entirely self-driving. There's no steering wheel, no gas pedal, no brake pedal, so basically the radar that it has on the top of the car, or I guess built into the car, it allows it to drive it on its own. There is a video on YouTube and their Google Plus, like basically all over the place, for showing it off to get the reactions of people who are in it. So basically, it's a two-seater car. It's very small, and basically you have enough room to sit and relax, enjoy the sights, do your work, homework, whatever you may want to do, and the car drives itself. So definitely check it out. It is worth testing. And then finally, this week, Google they're respecting the wishes of the European Union to basically remove links from search results if people so choose. So it's going to be a form that people have to fill out, providing a link to the content and explaining why they feel it should be removed. And they made it clear, or to me at least, it seemed like they made it clear that the link or that information is not actually being removed from the internet. So if there are other ways to get to it, people will still be able to get to the content. But Google will basically say that if they approve the removal of the content from their search, that people will no longer be able to Google that information. So right now, I think it's wading the waters to see how well it works, and to make sure that all requests to remove items from their search results are valid requests. So it's not like, oh, I made a post, it's showing up, and there's a podcast I didn't like, so I want it removed, and they're automatically going to say yes. That's not how it's going to go, I guess, from my understanding. It has to be a valid and reasonable request for removal. So with that, I'll jump right into the app news for this week. So to start off, Google now got an interesting back-end update. So rather than having multiple cars for your weather, there's now going to be just one item or one line item per city for your weather. So if you have your work and home set up, you'll see individual line items. And then if you're in a new place, you'll see that additional line item. And I believe touching on it will expand it, so you get more weather information as well. But it's basically, rather than having to switch between your, let's say, 2, 3, 4, whatever, however many number of cards, you'll just get that one card, so it's easier to see the weather in all those different locations. Nova Launcher 3 Beta 1, or actually I think over the course of the week, it's now in like Beta 3 or Beta 4, got released. But Beta 1 brought a number of different features, including better grid options for widgets. So You can now better move widgets into smaller areas or larger areas, and the size a little bit better. 4x1 widget support in the dock, so if you just have that one widget and you want to stick it in the dock, you can do that as well. Support for today calendar, support custom label colors, fixes for Nova Launcher on KitKat on HTC and or HTC devices, and then support for Bluetooth on KitKat Samsung based devices. So a number of few things going on there. I like the idea of the 4x1 widget in the dock. I don't use it too much, but the use case that I came up with was if you have a 4x1 widget like the a better camera widget, that would be useful there. Or if you use Zooper widget for various system information, that would be useful as well. If you don't want a widget in your home screen, just sits there in the dock, and you can use the rest of your home screen for icons and other information as you need it. The various other updates throughout the week were, it looked like, just bug fixes and other random fixes as time goes on. So we'll see what else comes out, but it does look pretty nifty to me. For those of you who are fans of the game Dots, 2 Dots is going to be coming soon with more challenging gameplay and more, I think it was more multiplayer support if memory serves, but basically it's going to be, rather than just the normal way of playing Dots, it's going to have more interactive options and more harder ways of playing the game, so it's not going to be as easy as you remember it, just to make it that much more engaging and fun. And finally, Go Launcher version 5 was released this week. It now has an updated UI. It looks kind of like the TouchWiz UI, but more hollow UI-like. So it has that updated UI and also more transitions and a dock for recent and running apps. Recent or running apps. So I think it was when you hold down the home button on the home screen or you long press on it, it'll open up that dock so you can get to the various apps that are running recently, something along those lines. So it is pretty nifty. If you're listening to this episode on May 30th or 31st, they are running a promotion to get the pro version as well for free, so definitely check that out. But with that, I'll jump right into the devices news for this week. So for those of you who are thinking about buying a Moto X, and you are waiting for it to have a rosewood wood backing, you can now get that. There is a rumor going around that a 64GB model of the Moto X may be coming soon. So if you do need the space and you want 64GB, then you might want to hold out on that. But in the meantime, there is now a rosewood backing available as well. For those of you who have the Samsung Galaxy S3 on US cellular, it got its KitKat update this week, so be sure to get that update. And the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active on AT&T was basically promoted on AT&T's website this week. It comes with a 5.1-inch screen, 2.5GHz Qualcomm processor, 2 gigs of RAM, 16 gigs of storage, a 16-megapixel rear camera, heart rate sensor, and for the active part of it, it comes with it's dust and water resistant, and it has military-grade shock resistance, so it is very, very durable of a phone. So if you want this instead of just a regular S5, or you need that additional protection, then definitely check it out. But after the break, I'll jump into the app update for this week. So you're buying yourself a new cell phone or a portable media player. You got yourself a new Kindle tablet, for example, and you just don't like the headphones that came with it, or you don't think that they're personal enough to fit your style. Well, visit our friends over at Tweaked Audio. They have 7 great styles and 7 great colors, so they have the style that will suit your need. And they have microphone and non-microphone versions, so if you have that tablet that's not voice compatible, then you can get a non-mic version. Or if you're using it with your smartphone and you're on Skype or you make a lot of phone calls, then you have the microphone option as well. And then, of course, their headphones are very durable and noise-reducing, so you hear more of what you're listening to or less of the outside world. So as you're listening to this podcast, you'll hear very little of the outside world, or if you're watching the latest movies or releases on Netflix, you'll hear more of that instead of the outside world. So, and when you use a promo code GEEK at checkout, you'll also get an additional 1/3 off your order. So Be sure to use that as well. So visit geek-io.com/tweaked and use a promo code GEEK for 1/3 off your order and get your brand new set of headphones today. We thank them for their support and we hope you show them your support as well. But with that, I'll jump right into the app update for this week. So recently I reviewed the Google Camera app. I found it pretty good. It took the high HD pictures in 16:9. It had the vertical and horizontal panorama picture modes, Photosphere, all that good stuff. But this week they added a few new options to the camera app. So the first is the ability to change the resolution between 16:9 and 4:3. So if you want to more easily be able to crop and or have various size options for your pictures, that's now available. So in the camera mode, or when you go into camera mode and you go to settings, you'll be able to see that whole listing. So you can do, for example, 10 megapixel 16:9 pictures, or I think, like for example, on my Moto X, it's 8 megapixel 4:3 pictures. So, and then everything in between, so you have all those options. The camera also got a timer mode, but it's only in camera mode at the moment, so there's that as well if you need that. But the panorama mode got two additional options as well. So, as I mentioned, there's horizontal and vertical panoramas, but now there's also fisheye and wide angle. So the fisheye mode, basically, it's kind of like Photosphere, but in the opposite format. So you'll basically take a 180-degree photosphere in this fisheye panorama mode, and then it'll look like, or when it assembles it, it'll look like you're looking through a fisheye or through a peephole, kind of just like seeing the whole world from a third-person perspective. So it's actually pretty nifty and pretty cool. I played around with it a little bit, and I kind of like it. It gets kind of awkward to twist around to get all the different snapshots in there, but when it's done, it comes out pretty nifty. But the version I like, or the feature I like more, is the wide-angle panorama. So what this does is you can use your phone in portrait or landscape mode. You just have to turn your phone. You don't even need to change the setting here. But you can take, rather than, like, if you want a horizontal panorama, but you find that it is too narrow of a panorama, you can rotate your phone and have it stack up and down a little bit. It's a 3:3 grid, so basically it increases the height of that panorama a little bit. And same thing for the vertical panorama, in that if you want it to be a little bit wider, you can, or wider shot, you can move your phone left and right. Horizontal is up and down, so turning your phone will give you the wider or taller wide shots or wider tall shots. So it's actually a pretty nifty mode. I kind of actually like that a little bit more, and it works out that much better as well. So I'll probably be using that mode a little bit more just because I like that. But if you still want your regular longer panoramas, then you can always switch to the standard horizontal and standard vertical panorama modes. So the update will release, I believe, somewhere around Tuesday or Wednesday of this week. So look out for it as soon as you get it. Definitely check it out. I find it worth the update. So that's really all for this particular episode. So with that, I'll jump right into the credits for this week. So that is all for this particular episode of the Android Realm podcast. Just one bit of news, in that I will actually be out on vacation from June 9th through June 16th. So that week there will be no Android Realm podcast and no reviews or anything going out. So in case you guys are wondering what happened, why there's no episode, there's that. I'll do a reminder on next week's episode as well. So just to give you guys that little bit of heads up. Other than that, that's really all there is for that. If I take enough pictures, or I'm sure I'll be taking pictures, so I'll have those up most likely on Twitter and Google Plus, YouTube, all those. Depends on how it goes and what I have, but as I get them, after I get back, I'll post them as soon as I go through them. Other than that, if you guys want to get in touch with me, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. You can find me on Twitter at patelN01. And of course, you can find this show and all shows on the Geek.io network at geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.